Part 1, Chapter 1. A Warning.
A letter arrived for Sherlock Holmes. We were sitting in our rooms at 221B Baker Street.
"It's Porlock's writing,"
he said.
"It must be very important."
"Who is Porlock?" I asked.
"Porlock is just a name. It's not his real one. He is a man who is in touch with the great criminal mastermind, Professor Moriarty. You've heard me talk about him?"
"Yes. He's famous among criminals, but unknown to the public."
"That's right. He's the brain that controls all crime. We'll catch him one day, Watson."
"Anyway, what about this letter and Porlock?"
"He works for Professor Moriarty. He has sent me information twice before, which has helped to prevent crimes."
Holmes opened the letter and read it. The message said that a man called Douglas at Burlston Manor House was in great danger. There was a knock at the door, and Inspector MacDonald of Scotland Yard walked in. Holmes looked pleased to see him.
"You're out early,"
he said. But the inspector had stopped suddenly. He was staring at the message. "Douglas! Burlstone! What's this, Mr. Holmes? Magic? How did you get those names?"
"Why?"
asked Holmes.
"What's wrong with those names?"
"Mr. Douglas of Burlston Manor House was murdered this morning." Sherlock Holmes explained to the inspector how he had just received the letter. "I was on my way to Burlston," said the inspector. "I came to ask if you and Dr. Watson wanted to come with me, but from what you say about..."